Ben ritornati a tutti i nostri ascoltatori, siamo sintonizzati e siete voi sintonizzati su Radio Onde Quadre del Politecnico di Torino, sempre con Black Vibration, qui a parlarvi Andrea Valente
e Luca Frascarola.
Abbiamo finito la scorsa puntata con l'East Coast Rap. Quest'oggi invece ci andiamo a lanciare su quello che sarà la West Coast.
Esatto, prendiamo l'aereo e andiamo dalla parte opposta dell'America, esattamente quindi in California. E insomma, un rap sicuramente molto, molto diverso, un hip hop totalmente differente. Iniziamo con Warren G e Nate Dogg. Warren G è un artista, diciamo, che ha iniziato a fare rap nel 94 con questo suo singolo che si chiama appunto Regulate, che è diventato molto importante. Era il fratellastro di Dr. Dre, che poi parleremo meglio dopo, che è stato uno dei tra i più grandi produttori. Niente, quindi lui è di Long Beach, 1994, Warren G con Regulate. Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. Gotta be handy with the steel, if you know what I mean. Earn your keep. Regulators! Mount up! It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some skirts for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone. Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213. So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers bought some gas, so I said, I'm stuck. Since these girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix. I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next? They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down. They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate. 16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb. Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the same track. Back up, cause it's on N-A-T-E and me, the woman to the G. Just like I thought, they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else. One of them names was sexy as hell. I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chords broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel. G-Funk, step to this, I dare ya. Funk, on a whole new level. The rhythm is the bass. Whoa. And the bass is the treble. Chords, strings, we brings melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life, and life is rhythm. If you know like I know, you don't wanna step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funk.
iced out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a buster, 213 will wake you late.
Dopo Warren G passiamo ai Deleted Peoples. Anche questa crew, questo gruppo di rapper viene da Los Angeles con San Francisco e Seattle, erano i punti di riferimento della West Coast. Come abbiamo accennato anche nella scorsa puntata rispetto all'East Coast, c'erano delle grosse differenze tra le due correnti, anche a volte nei contenuti, ma anche negli strumenti, nelle basi, che erano leggermente diverse, e quindi c'erano dei veri e propri battibecchi, spesso e volentieri anche un po' impostati sulla diversa cultura, sulle diverse tradizioni che le due correnti poi avevano preso e avevano avuto. E quindi uno degli altri pezzi che ci narra un po' questa West Coast è senza dubbio questo pezzo dei Deleted Peoples con Worst Comes to Worst.
When worse come the worst, my peoples come first. Y'all, some people got good friends, at night I live my life right. Intense. On the edge, on the why. I'm from the group where friction leads to fire. Stack your bricks, the time is take your pick. Do it, don't. The track, out the mix. Y'all, my life is good. I got my peeps in the mix, so.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
I got worldwide family all over the earth. And I worry about them all for whatever it's worth. From the birth to the hearse, through streets the guns burst. Words I disperse are here to free minds. Yeah. And if mine are needy, I need to feed mine.
When worst come to worst.
Set up shop and write a verse. Actually, what? That's best come to best. My lyrics take care of me, they therapy, get shit off my chest.
Extra stress,
3-4 over the score. Different patterns of rhyming prepare me for war. So next time you see us, we'll be deadly on tour. When
worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
Word up, if worst comes to worst, I make whole crews disperse. You know it's family first. Gifted unlimited with dilated peoples. Babu, evidence, Irish science. And a shout out to my man Alchemist on the Trizap.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
I'm a glutton for the truth, even though truth hurts. I've studied with my peoples on streets and in church. We make it hard when we go on first. Long road, honor of the samurai code. These California streets ain't paved with gold.
When worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
I got the back. At the end of the day, we could go our separate ways, but the song remains and won't change. Got my target locked in rain. I might switch gears, but first I switch lanes. Without my people, I got nothing to gain. That's why.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first.
Special victims unit, catalyst for movement. Create to devastate since 84, show improvement. Definitely dilated, peoples comes first. Cross train and spar, we raise the bar. And we put it in your ear no matter who you are.
Worst come to worst, my peoples come first. Worst come to worst, my peoples come first. My peoples come first.
Questi erano i Deleted Peoples con una bellissima canzone. Adesso passiamo a un altro collettivo. Loro sono i Jurassic Five, anche se in realtà sarebbero in sei, che diciamo che è una combinazione tra quattro MC talentuosi e stilosi con due DJ e beatmaker che sono dei veri e propri ricercatori d'oro, che combinano un po' con un ritmo che combina un po' vecchia scuola con funk, groove, anche se comunque attualizzati, diciamo, ai giorni nostri. I giorni nostri sarebbero i giorni loro, quindi negli anni 90, diciamo gli anni in cui ha avuto l'hip hop il suo massimo splendore, adesso anche se continua a essere di moda, forse ha avuto un po' un decadimento, secondo me. Diciamo che l'hip hop moderno è difficile trovare cose che non siano commercialate, mentre loro non lo erano. E appunto la location in questo caso è la California, e 1993, What's Golden dei Jurassic 5.
Game from close range, steady aim. My drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mines, pay me by the hour.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Herman Munster, the word enhancer, sick of phony mobsters controlling the dance floor. I'm in them dark places, catch you when you stark naked. Your heart races as we poke you for your chart spaces. The taunt faces me bringing these hot styles through. Some of you bum a few cheers from shock value. Word power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like warm steel, perform ill.
We're not falling, we're taking back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm
Jurassic 5 con What's Golden. E ora, come aveva già accennato prima, passiamo a Dr. Dre. Appunto, secondo Luca, uno dei più importanti e influenti, anche secondo me, rapper, ma anche produttori discografici, appunto, discografici appunto di questa musica. Si afferma ovviamente a Los Angeles e inizia a influenzare con la sua musica dalle radici a una sottocorrente del genere rap che è il gangsta rap, un tipo di genere che prendeva come temi quelli della droga, del sesso, delle armi, e in generale spesso e volentieri parlava anche di attività criminali che esistevano Tra le bande di strada, tra i gangster della strada. Quindi spesso e volentieri questi testi ne andavano o a esaltare o a denunciare le vicende che coinvolgevano queste bande di strada, sviluppatosi in questi ghetti, nei cosiddetti quartieri poveri delle città. E quindi ora ci andiamo ad ascoltare Dr. Dre con Fuck with the Dre Die.
Yeah, hell yeah, know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Buster, Buster, where the fuck you at? Can't scrap a lick, so I know you got your gat, your dick on hard from fucking your road dogs, the hood you threw up with, niggas you grew up with. Don't even respect your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now I wanna slap the taste out your mouth. Make it by the ounce of the rope. Fucking me, now I'm fucking you, little hoe. Oh, don't think I forgot. Let you slide, let me ride. Just another homicide. Yeah, it's me, so I'ma talk on. Stomping on the easiest streets that you can walk on. So strap on your Compton hat, your lopes, and watch your back, cause you might get smoked low. And pass the bud, and stay low key, BG, cause you lost all your homies' love. Now call it what you want to, you fucked with me, now it's a must that I fuck with you. Yeah, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. We have your motherfucking record company surrounded. Put down the candy and let the little boy go. You know what I'm saying? Funk motherfucker.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, doggy dogs in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, death rows in the motherfucking house.
Bow wow wow, yippee yo, yippee yay, the sounds of a dog bring me to another day. Play with my bone, would you, Timmy? It seems like you're good for making jokes about your Jimmy. Well, here's the Jimmy joke about your mama that you might not like. I heard she was a Frisco dyke, but fuck your mama. I'm talking about you and me, toe to toe. Tim M-U-T, your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious. And the rhymes you were kicking were quite bootylicious. You get with doggy dog, oh, is he crazy? With your mama and your daddy hollering, baby. So what that lets you know? That if you fuck with Drake, nigga, you're fucking with death, bro. And I ain't even swinging them things. I'm hollering 187 with my dick in your mouth, bitch.
Yeah, nigga. Compton and Long Beach together on this motherfucker. So you wanna pop that shit, get your motherfucking cranium cracked, nigga. Step on up. Now, we ain't no motherfucking joke, so remember the name. Mighty, Mighty DR. Yeah, motherfucker.
Now understand this, my nigga Drake can't be touched.
Luke's bending over,
so Luke's getting fucked, Buster.
Buster thought I was sleazy, I thought I was a mark, cause I used to hang with Easy.
Animosity made you speak what you spoke, ayo Drake.
What up?
Chip this nigga off, love.
If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, gap teeth in your mouth so my dick's got to fit.
With my nuts on your tonsils, while you're on stage rapping at your whack ass concert.
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside to show you how Death Row pull off that hoot ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'ma rob you in Compton and blast you in Miami.
Then we gon' freak to South Central on a street knowledge mission.
As I steps in the temple, Spotty got him. As I pulls out my strap, got my chrome to the side of his white socks.
You tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you diss Drake, you diss yourself.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, nigga.
So I don't want no
Nine Deuce, yeah. Dr. Dre, dropping chronic once again. It don't stop, punishing punk motherfuckers real quick like Compton style, nigga. Doggy dogs in the motherfucking house, yeah. Long Beach is in the motherfucking house, yeah, yeah. Straight up.
E questo era Dr. Dre con Fuck with Dre Day. E adesso passiamo invece a un duo, loro sono gli Underachievers, che a dir la verità non sono propriamente di non sono propriamente californiani, anzi a dir la verità loro sono newyorkesi. Però ho deciso di inserirli comunque in questa compilation perché sono stati prodotti dall'etichetta di Flying Lotus, che si chiama la Brain Feeder, che è un'etichetta appunto di Los Angeles, che riunisce un po' tutti i nuovi artisti di un certo tipo di elettronica e anche un po' hip hop, quindi soprattutto per un hip hop preso dalla lontana, magari più sulle basi, eccetera. Loro diciamo che fanno un hip hop abbastanza classico, riprende anche molto il suono degli anni 90, quindi hanno una serie di influenze che diciamo a noi piacciono, a noi di Black Vibration, quindi le atmosfere anni 90. E quindi ascoltiamoci una canzone che si chiama The Muddy, tratta dal loro album uscito quest'anno che si chiama Indigoism. Diciamo tutte le critiche a suo favore, quindi The Muddy.
Word to my niggas, word to the biggest kicker.
Yo. We be that elevated mafia, underachieving lot with us. Nigga, they ain't no stopping us. Prosperous off that golly drug monstrous. When I spit this funk knowledge, split up in every bar. But I'm guided by the light, no shine. Soon your other father, but I ain't no Christian. Underachievers make believers out of heathens. Portraying legends, got greatest presence up in heaven. See me roll that dynamite, prickly shit that porcupine. Pop prescriptions, that funky shit, you hit it, then you quit it.
Eyes closed, Indian style, sit in my mind zones. Herbal essence, Cali Kush aroma for the stoners. Benjamin Frank's owners can't get a Lincoln out us. Before you think about it, we got it, just being honest. We progress when we ain't trying to UA. We redefining diamond without needle rhyming. Sharp nigga, ego shining. Hair on from here on, if not your hair wrong. Young intellect with fear gone, I take a beer on.
A bigger plan, forever young, call a nigga Peter Pan. God told me young that I would be the man, it's evident. Medicine, medical grade, nigga know my preference. Rizzle shit, roll it and face it, this weed is limitless. Up a bit, out of your old ways, elevating your forte. Conscious up out in deep space, can't relate. That's why we on one bill mixtape, only keeping good shit on replay. That Marvin Gaye, little Coldplay, maybe Sade.
7 days, 7 nights in the booth, straight creating that good music in the soul. Food for thought, you been waiting, right? Cooking up shit with my apron tight, listening to this verse might save your life. Hard work put in, automatic gon' win, had to learn from the sins, but I paid that price. I'm faded, no not hot dog, I'm faded. Lost some friends in the struggle, I never thought I would make it. Manny, my fucking brother, I love you, you were the bravest. Even though I just met you, my heart, you are engraved in.
Inside the sky, living out their dreams, elevating their lives, making their name, chasing the game, motivating you in the pain. How you just giving it up without a
How you looking for shit to change if you ain't changing your ways, making the same mistakes, defining insane peep games? We're turning out a light resign, all the sun, the free breath of run. Speak the wisdom I've read a rug, help creating some better men. But then I'll do the kingdom, cause you know the power comes with the wisdom. Get some, we from God on a mission. Free niggas trapped in mental prisons. Listen, roll that chopper, that medicine. Unachievers I represent. Put it down for my niggas, man. Keep the bullshit back in the
I got
past.
The endless flows when my spirit glows. Underachieving till the grave, trying to heal the globe. Limits broke like the levee down in Enno, so we flow. Higher teacher, higher learning, that's the knowledge we promote. Eyes focused on our goals, they counting them pay. Souls, the fountain of you, founded by conscious UA. Folks, I promise to spread knowledge, roll up and remain ghost. Pay homage to the prophets, cause we offer the same coach.
E dopo di Underachievers con The Muddy, passiamo ai Cypress Hill. Anche
mitici.
Mitici, vero. Anche questo gruppo statunitense che è stato molto influente per il rap durante gli anni 90, non solo per la West Coast Rap, ecco. E soprattutto la cosa interessante è che questo gruppo è composto non da afroamericani, bensì da caraibici. Infatti anche uno dei pilastri, considerato tra i pilastri del Latin Rap, perché i fondatori erano immigrati da Cuba. Quindi si conoscono, si trovano nel sobborgo di Los Angeles, nel sobborgo di Southgate, dove vengono a conoscenza con due altri compositori e DJ Max e B-Real. C'è da dire che inizialmente appunto i Cypress Hill erano due fratelli, questi due fratelli cubani. E dopo un piccolo successo, ristretto però all'interno delle mura della Los Angeles trovano il gran successo con alcuni pezzi. Questo può essere considerato quello che introduce i Cypress Hill nella scena mondiale dell'hip hop. Allora ce lo andiamo a ascoltare, It's From The Bong.
Jane, she never complains when I hit Mary with that flame. I light up the cherry. She's so good to me. When I pack a fresh bowl, I clean the screen. Don't get me stirred up the smoke through the bubbling waters, making it pure. So I got to take my hit and hold it just like Chong. I get the bowl and I reload it. Get my four footer and bring it on as I take hits from the bong.
Questi erano appunto Cypress Hill. Adesso passiamo alla nostra consueta rubrica Voice of Director. Cosa ci dice il nostro regista di fiducia questa volta?
Allora, questa volta propongo un artista chiamato DJ Quick. È anche lui un West Coast, viene da Compton in California. E come altri suoi coetanei entra in una gang tipica diciamo dello scontro tra West Coast e East Coast, e è lì che si avvicina alla musica e inizia a produrre le sue canzoni, i suoi pezzi pop. Il soprannome DJ Quick gli viene assegnato per la velocità con cui lui riusciva a registrare questi brani. È considerato un esponente importante di questo movimento, tanto che ha collaborato anche con Tupac, uno dei più grandi della West Coast, nel mixaggio della canzone A Lays on Me di Tupac. La canzone che vado a proporvi è Dollars and Cents di DJ Quick. Andiamocelo ad ascoltare.
Now let's get down to business, bitches, 'cause it seems like y'all just keep on trying to diss this nigga that you know that's been down for years. I've clowned for years, and y'all can never fade my peers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10, 8,
you can't win. Cause all the way around, nigga, I get respect. And you's a nigga that can't even get no props in your set. Track new park, you say, huh? Wanna be ripping, but now it's time to do some set tripping. So listen close, cause I don't want y'all to miss that I'm about to break it down for this bitch. Check it, Acacia, Poplar, Maple, Spruce, Cedar, Elm, Westside, Tree, Sprint, all the fleas. That's from the 3 and 400 block P-Funk riders.
So niggas watch your ass at that center divide.
Now Aaron Tyler, why you seem so tame when I caught you at the airport shaking like a crap gang? You look up and you see my niggas coming, and you look like your bitch ass was about to start running. But all I wanted to do was kick a little conversation and see if we can fix this little situation. But what I fucked you up was what you wondered. Yeah, that's probably why you changed your little page, you know. But bitches like you don't grow. You can't even look me in my eye, let alone go toe to toe. And calling me skinny, you's a clown. I'ma call you Theo cause you weigh 92.3 pounds. Whack ass actor, movie script killer, fool, don't you know? Quick and skill, nigga. Cop this psycho, boy, you oughta quit. Your records don't hit, and bitches don't jock your shit. You need to stay down, you confident clown, and get off of the nuts of the niggas with guts. Because I'm down with the trees, I'm down with Death Row, I'm down with Black Tone, and I'm down with the flow. So when we cross paths, and I hope that soon, I'ma boot your motherfucking ass to the moon. You need to quit banging on the false pretense, cause if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
So don't kill, gang, let the pivot commence.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
So don't kill, gang, let the people commence.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
So don't kill, gang, let the pivot commence.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Because you gotta give it up to the crew. Now I'm swinging to the right hand, right into the left hand. Take a deep breath in, cook it like a chef in. This is dedicated to the CPT, nobody at TTP, but the niggas that look up to me. I'm making my business to be that truth forever, and whenever I can come clever, well that's my endeavor. So whether or not you understand that there's only one DJ Q-U-I-K with no C, still you can't beat me. Because I'm floating in my sex and depositing fat checks and getting mad sex while I floss the NSX and doing what I wanna, and use a gonna, never for thinking that you can catch me slipping on a street corner. Remember Compton's in the house, and Quick is in the hood, sipping yak with all my niggas cause it's to the good. So don't knock it till you try, cause Haiti tried to knock it, but he's still walking around with my nuts in his pocket. So keep the beat in it, representing Sip That Miller. And for those of y'all concerned, this is still a killer. Let me take a load off my scrotum, little pest. If it don't make dollars, nigga, you know the rest.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
So don't kill, gang, let the pivot come in. Why you groupie ass niggas keep on riding the dick? You oughta know that DJ Quick ain't your average everyday motherfucker. Slick like a snake cause I stuck ya. Now, I never had my dick sucked by a man before, but you gon' be the first, you little trick ass hoe. Then you can tell me just how it takes, but before I nut, I shoot some piss in your face. You fucking coward, trembling like a nervous wreck. Cause when I caught your ass, you put yourself in check. And when you left my presence, you left Speedy in. You ain't no fucking killer, you's a comedian, biatch. Tell me why you act so scary, giving your set a bad name with your misspelled name, D-I-H-T. Now should I continue? Yeah, you left out the G, cause the G ain't in you. Remember that time you was rolling on the west side, and a little brown bucket put up on your side? Call that bed light in your Camry in the list of a real killer. Tell me, did you feel a little nervous? You was in the shadow of death with 2 Trap 5-7s pointed at your chest. What you gon' do? Where was your niggas that kill at? You ain't got no killer, so kill that. Holding up your hands and begging for a pass. You lucky they didn't just to get the dumping on your ass. Cause this game you think is funny is some real shit. So you need to be more careful who you fucking with. Yeah.
Don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
So don't kill, gang, let the pivot come in.
Don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
I'm through playing with your fucking ass.
E questo erano appunto DJ Quick. Ora passiamo a un gruppo di Los Angeles, loro sono i Farside, The Farside, quindi 4 membri di questo collettivo che hanno avuto un'ottima storia, una carriera piuttosto lunga, a iniziare dall'89, e diciamo che sono però diventati totalmente famosi per aver fatto un album sotto la luce di Jay Dilla. L'album si chiama appunto Lab Cabin California, tutto attaccato, ed è un album, a mio modesto parere, forse tra i più belli della scena hip hop anni 90. Un album che vi raccomando di ascoltarlo, anche guardate il video della canzone The Drop, che è, diciamo, il singolone, che il video era fatto da Spike Jonze, regista visionario, molto bravo, molto, molto carino il video. E quindi vi faccio ascoltare subito la sua canzone tratta da questo disco che si chiama Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
No applause, please.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
applause.
Yeah. Whatever.
All right, you know, beat, y'all.
You know, you know what time is, it. You know, yeah. You know,
alright,
you know what time is it.
You gotta get on up off of that bullshit. Stop fighting that feeling. You gotta get on up off of that bullshit. Stop fighting that feeling. You gotta get on up off of that bullshit. Stop fighting that feeling. You gotta get on up off of that bullshit. Stop fighting that feeling.
Let me entertain you and interface you with the new sound. Sound is the side and the far is the side. And no matter who you are, you know you can't hide. Not from the eyes of the sun or the moon or the stars. No matter who you are. Come in and commence to the sound of my drum in.
You need to get up off of that shit and stop fighting that feeling. You need to get up off of that shit and stop fighting that feeling. You need to get up off of that shit and stop fighting that feeling. You need to get up off of that shit and stop fighting that feeling.
Time to go all the way, baby. Don't just sit there and stare or play with it, cause we're committed to the seeds of the new breed. The mothership of dreams where fiends breastfeed. That through reality into reality. So surreal, you feel you never knew reality until it stood still. Now you're far from alive when the truth tantalizes your eyes. See, we already in the skies or outer space. Standing here on the face of the surface. From the stakes to the grit of my turf where my mom gave birth. To all that you love, be it small to others, but yo, it's bigger than love. They did a cross-examination of it. But you can't duplicate the state of our relations through trans. That's not the ticket. Breaking codes and hieroglyphics. Trying to get down to the specifics. In the truth sense. Foolishly convinced, blinded by the ignorance that becomes a hindrance for them to rise. When they gonna recognize time went to no man? When you gonna stand and get up off of that bullshit? Stop fighting that feeling.
Yo, yo. Now let me change the topic just a bit. Talk about the imps with the fat ass and tits. Coming to the club, looking for a star. Ain't got $10 for a drink at the bar. Scoping around, looking for the best dress. Smelling for the end of passing up the stress. Sniff, sniff, yo, what does the imp smell? A brother like Swab with a pocket that swell. Action was thrown, the imp was blown. Next thing you know, I had to wrap my home. All along, object to get paid. Only thing that happened was her ass got laid. Now no ends and her ass is sprung. Use a little tongue, but believe I'm well hung. So lesson well learned for you club hopping hoes. It ain't about the starting, man. It ain't about the no so.
Get on up off of that bullshit. Stop fighting that feeling. You gotta get on up off of that bullshit. Stop fighting that feeling.
E ora passiamo, dopo i The Far Side, ai Niggas with Attitudes. Loro acronimo, acronimo N-E-U-A. E senza dubbio la canzone che ora andremo ad ascoltare fa parte di uno dei capitoli più importanti che ha conosciuto il rap e il movimento hip hop come storia, perché stiamo andando a parlare di Straight Outta Compton, che non è altro che pezzo omonimo, ma anche album che ha portato al successo poi questo gruppo al successo quasi strepitoso. C'è da dire che comunque questo album uscì con non pochi problemi, spesso e volentieri legati alla censura, perché comunque si parlava di temi molto delicati e in cui questo gruppo rap non scendeva a patti, cioè diceva tutto ciò che si sentiva. In questo testo Fuck da Police, ad esempio, fu responsabile della fama di questo gruppo come il World Most Dangerous Group, il gruppo più pericoloso del mondo. Addirittura gli avevano creato attorno un...
Ricordiamoci tra l'altro che membri di questo gruppo sono stati cinque ragazzi che poi hanno avuto anche, molti di loro, delle carriere da soliste come produttori. Penso ad Ice Cube, ma al Dr. Dre che abbiamo già parlato, poi ha fatto anche delle collaborazioni, Snoop Dogg, Iran.
L'altra cosa interessante, Luca, è che vengono da Compton, che è una contea dello stato di Los Angeles,
sì.
Non vengono proprio dalla città, ecco.
Sono dei provincialotti.
Sì, provincialotti che però si sfogavano in questa maniera. Quindi ora ce l'andiamo subito ad ascoltare, il pezzo Straight Outta Compton dell'omonimo album del 1988.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
And the boys coming
straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous motherfucker raising hell, and if I ever get caught, I make bail. See, I don't give a fuck, that's the problem. I see a motherfucking cop, I don't dodge him, but I'm smart, lay low, free for a while, and when I see the punk pass, I smile. To me it's kinda funny, the attitude show a nigga driving, but don't know where the fuck he going, just rolling, looking for the one they call Easy. But here's a flash, never seen like a shadow.
E rimaniamo sempre nella contea di Compton, questa volta di un ragazzo nato praticamente che quando è uscita questa canzone qua lui aveva poco più che insomma 7-8 anni. Stiamo parlando di Kendrick Lamar, il nuovo fenomeno dell'hip hop, del rap di adesso, che è un po' la star odierna, un rapper molto 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 interessante, fondatore anche di un'etichetta che si chiama Top Dawg, un'etichetta che fa ovviamente solo hip hop. Lui faceva prima parte di un collettivo, ma poi si è, diciamo, ha preso la strada del solista, ed è un'etichetta molto interessante. Appunto c'erano i primi album dei Black Hippie, che erano appunto Kendrick Lamar e altre, e poi J-Rock, Schoolboy Q, Abbey Soul, tutta gente molto interessante da vedere, da sentire. Peraltro ho avuto anche collaborazioni con gente illustre come Game, Busta Rhymes, Lil Wayne. Però nonostante tutto è riuscito a tenere, nonostante abbia indubbiamente una vena commerciale, secondo me è riuscito ancora a tenere una certa sperimentazione. Questa canzone è in duetto con Drake, ascoltiamoci appunto Poetic Justice, Kendrick Lamar.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them that lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know your taste is a little bit high maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie, sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice. Poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter history.
E dopo Kendrick Lamar, passiamo a uno dei personaggi più influenti, penso, del rap, anche un po' per tutto l'alone di mistero che gli si è creato intorno è che la sua morte, perché stiamo parlando di Tupac, uno dei più grandi artisti rap conosciuto, che però ha trovato la morte a solo 25 anni in cause violente, ovviamente, perché è stato colpito da 5 proiettili durante una tentata rapina, appunto un alone di mistero, perché comunque è un po' poco conosciuta la sua storia, ma anche forse poi qualcosa è stato anche infangato. E diciamo che la storia di Tupac è molto interessante, perché lui è nato in un carcere, poiché sua madre, Afik Afeni Shakur, era una delle leader delle Pantere Nere, che era questo collettivo di afroamericani che lottava per l'uguaglianza di diritti anche a volte con la violenza, ed era stata beccata appunto durante un atto terroristico di violenza a mettere un esplosivo in un palazzo newyorkese, e quindi messa in carcere, portata in carcere, dove concepì appunto Tupac, e gli venne dato a Tupac questo nome in onore di Tupac Amaro, che era questo rivoluzionario peruviano che capeggiò le rivolte contro i colonizzatori spagnoli. Allora, ora ci ascoltiamo senza dubbio questo pezzo.
Giusto per dire che la morte di Tupac è strettamente connessa alla morte di un altro grande della East Coast, che è Notorious B.I.G. Difatti era morto 7 giorni dopo, cioè 7 giorni... No, era morto 7 giorni prima o 7 giorni dopo, adesso non mi ricordo più, di Notorious B.I.G., no? Che si odiavano, c'era questa...
Sì, sì, c'è stata poi forse continua. Anche... Non si sa effettivamente se ci sono delle connessioni tra le rivalità, tra le due culture, anche se appunto poi alla fine hanno dato la morte a questi due artisti in età molto giovane. C'è da dire anche che comunque Tupac... spesso e volentieri appunto si combatteva contro alcune delle istituzioni, come appunto le forze dell'ordine, certo. Spesso parlava anche, era contro l'abuso di alcol e droga che esisteva appunto, era un problema reale nei ghetti delle grandi città. E allora appunto ora vi lasciamo con Tupac in Dear Mama, canzone dedicata alla mamma.
Because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef. 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet
dear mama.
Place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
To know we love
it. Now ain't nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate.
just working with the scraps she was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. Trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I could pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you,
and dear mama,
baby, place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you.
Pour some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed.
E siamo arrivati all'ultima canzone della nostra playlist dedicata alla West Coast, con uno tra i suoi rapper più famosi. Stiamo appunto parlando di Snoop Dogg, che è in attività oramai anche lui da più di 20 anni. Cosa c'è da dire su Snoop Dogg? Beh, innanzitutto che è iniziato nel 96, ma il tempo stringe, quindi vi faccio ascoltare uno tra i primissimi Snoop Dogg, That Shiznit.
Hoppin', stoppin', hoppin' like a rabbit. When I take the Nino Ross, you know I got the habit. I lay back in the cut, retain myself. Think about the shit and I think it well. How can I mix my grip? And how should I make that nigga straight slip? Said trip, gotta get him for his grip. As I dip around the corner, now I'm on another mission, wishing upon a star. Snoop Doggy Dog with the caviar. In the back of the limo, no demo, this is the real. Breaking niggas down like he's had the Holyfield chill. To the next episode, I make money and I really don't love hoes. Tell you the truth, I swoop in the coop. I used to sell loot, I used to shoot hoop. But now I make hits every single day with that nigga, the Diggy Dr. Dre. So lay back in the cut, motherfucker, before you get shot. It's 187 on the motherfucking clock. Getting hot, yes indeed it is. Snoop Dogg is on the mic, I'm about as crazy as Biz. Marquis, Farkey, Chronic Bud real quick. And let me get into some fly gangster shit. Yeah, I lay back, stay back in the cut. Niggas try to play the D.O.G. like a mutt. I got a little message, don't try to see Snoop. I'm finna fuck a bitch, what's her name, it's Luke. You try to see me on the TV, use a BG, Digo double G, yes I'm a OG. You can't see my homie Dr. Dre. So what the fuck a nigga like you gotta say? Gotta take a trip to the MIA and serve your ass with the motherfucking AK. You can't see the Deagle double G, cause that be me. I'm serving them, swerving in the coupe, the Lexus, Flexus from Long Beach to Texas. Sexist hoes, they wanna get what this cause Snoop Dogg.
E questo era Snoop Dogg, presentato molto frettolosamente, e altrettanto frettolosamente vi saluteremo vedendoci per la prossima puntata.
Anche è stato un piacere, come sempre, stare con voi, stare con te, Luca, stare anche con Samu, che è sempre lì dietro la regia, ma fa un grandissimo lavoro. E allora vi auguriamo auguriamo a tutti i nostri ascoltatori la migliore serata.
Aspettavamo con ansia, queste due puntate sono già finite.
Sì. Noi ci sentiamo la prossima settimana, sempre su Black Vibration.
Va bene.
Sintonizzati onde quadre. Ciao.
Ciao.